saying on Zoom, it says you are on. To me, it's really frustrating. I promise. Okay, is it okay? No, is it fine? Aris, Honorable Aris, are you able to hear us? Hey, they hear us, but there's echo. Okay.
Person, it's my speaking. We can hear you, but there's an echo in the
air. With the hybrid. So, what is it now that is in Italian? To they are able to hear us. Oh, with an echo. And Mutawung, the ones that have joined, it's Mutawung, it's Aris, and who else? Polnita. Okay, it's three.
There's an echo in your sound.
Are you ready to fight the agenda? Secretary acting. Are you ready to fight the agenda?
I don't think
that's it. I don't think
that's it.
Is out in a minute. Can you hear me?
It's okay. They can hear us now, but there is this echo, but it's better now. Yeah, thank you very much. Let's proceed with the meeting. As I have requested that, I'm not going to repeat what I was saying. It was just welcoming remarks, and let's proceed to the meeting because we have to finalize this between them. I'm trying to persuade you upfront that let's finish up this first. The echo again comes back. Can you flight the agenda, Secretary?
Can you confirm? Can you hear me, your visa?
Honorable members, there is the agenda. Let's first apologize to people that have joined virtually for late start. We were doing some few things downstairs, which we apologize for that, but we didn't have any choice rather than to break whilst the meeting is in progress. We thought that let's start there. Can we go to introduction? No, it's not introduction per se. We are all known, but what you need to do, Secretary, is to confirm the presence. Do you have the list? Can you quickly tell us who are you, Honorable from the right, first one,
Just tell us, because the secretary is struggling to know our names.
Good morning. My name is Bridget Masang, member of the committee.
Good morning, everybody. Alexandra Abrams.
The mic.
It's on. Go again. Alexandra Abrams.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Gisela Opperman.
Thank you.
Good morning. I am Sithembile Mhlongo.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. My name is Mari Sukers.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chairperson, our colleagues. I'm Liesel van der Merwe.
Thank you.
Member of the Committee of Social Development.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Dikhang Stok. I'm also a member of the Portfolio Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Meneer. To request the legal advisors that are with us so that people that have joined from virtual at least are able to know who was in the meeting. Thanks. Over to you, advocate.
Good morning. Luyanda Mchochisa, legal advisor, social development.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chair, honorable members and colleagues. My name is Nathi Mjenglane. I'm a parliamentary legal advisor. Thank you.
Are you Nathi or Unat?
Nathi, Chairperson. Thank you.
Unat.
Chair Uskhosiwe on virtual. It's like the orates along the kitchen.
today's agenda. Finalization. On which platform?
The South, the YouTube live feed is not working, and then the people that join.
YouTube? Are you on YouTube? Oh, okay. Okay, the people that are informing you. Thank you very much. Can we correct this, Vetunan? Yo, I didn't know.
Sound is back on now.
Sound. Okay. If the sound is back, I was just about to ask. In fact, I was asking who's ready from the two legal advisors that we have. Department, parliamentary, state law advisor.
Now present, and colleagues will just come in.
You are saying you are the one that is ready. Over to you, Datum Chengane.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, good morning again to you and honor.
Unmute, Nati. You are muted.
Thank you. So can I could speak to this. Good morning, Chairperson and members again. Thank you. Good morning, members and chairperson and members and colleagues. Chair, I will just quickly recap and repeat what I've said for the purposes of assisting the people on the virtual platform who did not hear the first part of my presentation. Chair, I simply just mentioned that we are requesting your indulgence to reflect quickly on the background before I get into the process of how the meeting is to proceed today in terms of the rules. Chair, this legislation has been before the committee for a while, and the committee has deliberated quite extensively on its provisions, and it has taken a number of decisions in respect of how it wants to proceed as empowered by the rules. So the decisions that the committee has taken, Chair, initially was a decision around the issue of foster care parenting, around the issue of early childhood development, which was the committee deciding that to separate from the pillars introduced all of those issues dealing with early childhood development. Best decision taken by the committee in respect of this bill. So at that moment, Chair, the amendment process had begun in the committee, with the committee deciding that it was going to take the pillars introduced and amend it in the manner that rejects all of those clauses relating to development. Rejecting this context used to mean subtracting from the bill all the clauses relating to early childhood development. Further deliberations and considerations happened in the bill, Chair, which were informed also by the extensive public consultation on this bill,
which has been done by the committee.
And yet another decision was taken by the committee
after due deliberations again,
where the committee decided that it was to amend the bill again by separating all of those issues in the bill, which are not directly related to foster care parenting, or give effects, at least directly, to the North Gauteng High Court decision around the issue of comprehensive foster care parenting
being provided for in this legislation.
In respect of this decision, the latest decision, we had to amend the bill technically as support to the committee in such a manner that we were only left with what we now technically refer to as the 12 surviving clauses, which are the clauses taken directly from the bill as introduced, but which directly respond to two things. Number one, the issue of the judgment, which the committee has decided to prioritize to comply with. Number two, the consideration by the department as implementers of this legislation of what would suffice in the interim in order to fulfill the direction of the North Gauteng High Court in respect of foster care parenting. So that's the latest decision, Chair, which leaves us with what we now have as the 12 surviving clauses.
These are what we're presenting for the committee today, Chair, emanating from our last meeting, from the committee's meeting last week.
Chair, the reference documents, we would request members to refer to as we continue with the process today.
Is the Principal Act, which is the Children's Act, as the first document.
The second document is the Children's Amendment Bill as introduced,
which is the original one without separating the 12 clauses.
The third one is the 12 clauses themselves, which are the so-called surviving clauses.
We've also provided members with the latest amendments we've made that arise from the discussions last week. There is also the matrix, which involves the commentary from the public that resulted from the extensive public consultation. In that matrix, you also have the responses to each of the matters raised by the Department of Social Development.
The matrix today will only be relevant as it relates to these 12 surviving clauses.
Just as a reference document for members as they continue to deliberate and engage on this matter. So that's in respect of reference documents, Chair. Now, in respect of process which you've asked us to speak to, Chairperson, the process today really is to present the bill. In this respect, Chair, we would request to present the entire 12 clauses to the committee, which incorporates the matrix, being the public commentary as well as the responses of the department.
Subsequent to which, Chairperson, the deliberation from the committee would then ensue on the bill as having presented before the committee,
the 12 clauses. Subsequent to which, Chairperson, the committee would decide on which way to go
In respect of the bill as introduced and the subsequent deliberations, we will then, as technical support to the committee chairperson, develop a list of committee amendments, the so-called A list, which will result from the deliberations and decisions of the committee today. That chairperson is the process we are trying to do to the meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let's also give the department to witness what is said by Mr. Chairman. Oganye to tell us what do they see this.
Good morning, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members. Once again, yes, what has been presented by the Parliamentary Legal Advisor is what should be the process to be followed today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chuchisa. Can we give over to Ms. Liz Naidu?
Thank you, Chair. We also agree, we had a very long meeting on Monday surrounding these clauses, and we agreed on the process as described by Nati.
Okay, thank you very much. The legal advisors have managed to give us the process and the procedure according to the Act on how we should follow doing this. And in my thinking, the previous meeting adjourned whilst we were dealing with chapters. It was raised by one of honorable members, I think it was Honorable Masango, on rather to use the chapters than the clauses, and not thinking, Oganye, knowing that we do have the clauses, but we also discuss about including some other clauses, but we agreed that let us not get into that trap of adding other clauses, rather deal with the 12 clauses that we have dealt with, because we still have to do other clauses as we have agreed. So we agreed on following 1-2 also as one or clause one, because we had 1E, 1H, and we said 1-2 must also be added. And then we said, let's deal with these ones. And then after dealing with this one, we will be able to say to the High Court, this is what we have agreed as the committee, and then we'll then check whether on how can we proceed with other clauses, because the bill is not only 12 clauses. The bill has got a vast and many clauses that we have to deal with. And when we submit it, we have to make sure that we have already discussed the clauses and agreed upon. Can we then give over to the department to deal with clause by clause? Are we together, Honorable Members? Yes. Honorable Abrams.
Thank you, Chair. Just a point of clarity. I remember the discussion going around. Also, you've referenced the clauses, the E and Q, but I remember last time our discussion going around 21 and 24 as well. I think Honorable Van der Merwe pointed out 24, and I think we had agreed to it, and therefore the total was 13 clauses. That's my recollection of the last meeting, and Honorable Masango indicated that we should actually be working from the matrix. It had nothing to do with clauses. That's my recollection of the last meeting. Thank you, Chair. So I would like clarity on 21 and 24.
Okay. But, okay, there are hands. Let me not also be a referee and a player. Otherwise, I was attempted to answer what you are asking, but we'll also ask the legal advisors, but we still remember on what we have agreed upon last time. and the advice that we got from the legal advisors. Can I give over to Honorable Stock about that discussion?
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Let me also appreciate the briefing or the presentation that was done by the legal team. I think it's quite comprehensive, and it also gives us an opportunity as part of the way forward for the portfolio committee, which we really appreciate. And we are also at the back of our minds as members of the portfolio committee, based on the background given from the legal briefing, that we have been dealing with this matter for quite some time now. We have extensively, as a portfolio committee, had an opportunity to deliberate or deal with this matter. Having said that, Honorable Chairperson, I just want to speak about this matter of Section 21 and Section 24, which we also, in the last portfolio committee meeting, we had a number of deliberation or different views around it. I think from the onset, when as the portfolio committee, we agreed that we are going not to consider all the clauses. I think the explanation or the briefing or the clarity from the legal team, if I remember very well, was that if we had to consider all the clauses, we are not going to be able to meet the deadline of the North Gauteng High Court. And at that time, we discussed it, and then we felt, let's only consider the clauses that are foster care related in order for us as the portfolio committee to be able to meet the not throwing out some of the clauses. Like for an example, Section 21, Section 24, and all other clauses that are also in the bill as part of the amendment. We are not throwing out those clauses. Therefore, the committee will then have a separate process in the form of a committee bill, which will then be the second amendment of the Children's Amendment Bill, in my own understanding. With that having been presented to us in a number of meetings, I think that's where we said and agreed that instead of now bringing other clauses, like for an example, Section 21, if I need to be specific, and yeah, honorable members, can be patient to each other. Can you protect me, honorable chairperson? We're still on the floor.
What's happening now? Okay, can we give him an opportunity to present what we agreed upon? And then if you've got anything contrary to what he is saying, you'll raise your hand. I've noted you. I've both noted you. Can you proceed?
Thank you. Thank you for the protection, Honorable Chairperson. So if I need to be specific in terms of the surviving clauses, which are foster care related, the explanation also that has been given to us in a number of meetings by the legal team was that there are also clauses which are not going to survive, which we are going to reject. And they also explain the issue of rejection. It's not to say we are disregarding, we are throwing these clauses in the dustbin. It's just a legal term that has been used in terms of the parliamentary processes, rejection. So we are rejecting all the clauses, and then we stick to the 12 clauses that are surviving in order for us to be able to meet the court deadline. Now, in terms of Section 21, Section 21 is the issue which has been largely canvassed by the Fathers for Justice throughout the public hearing. But I think in the last meeting, the legal team then said, Section 21 also will need also a public consultation process on its own because it deals to a large extent with the issue of adoption because the issue of adoption is not an automatic right of parent. So we need also to subject that particular clause to a thorough public participation process. So for us to bring it into the 12 clauses and make it also to survive, it will be quite problematic as to how we have actually listened to what the legal briefing has been. So, Honorable Chairperson, to sum it up before I irritate some of my colleagues, to sum it up nicely, I also support the 12 surviving clauses that will be presented by the legal team to us in today's meeting, and then any other clause that is not there, that is not finding expression in the 12 clauses, I will appeal and request the honorable members in the portfolio committee to be patient with the process, not to delay us even further beyond this point, and allow us to deal with the 12, and then we comply with the court process, and then we embark on a separate process to consider these other clauses that will be left out or having been rejected in today's meeting. I think there's a clarity that I just wanted to maybe share with some of my colleagues. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Stock, Honorable Sukers, followed by Honorable Lisa.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I just want to draw the committee's attention to the fact that the law, as we are writing it as lawmakers, have a material difference or make a material impact on the reality of children that are in foster care in this instance. And the issue of in foster care with family, as we have heard in the public hearings, where so many fathers and grandparents and has spoken of the circumstances that that impacts children that are in the care of relatives or in the care of guardians. So we cannot look at it only with a deadline in mind. We are sitting, and I'm speaking so with social impact alone right now. I'm saying Section 21 has to do with the social circumstances of children, and the committee needs to view the clauses that are before us within the real time that they know as public representatives that are on the ground in their constituencies. The law that we're busy with is not just with busy with meeting a deadline. It is also, as I've said before, without laboring it. We also need to apply our mind in terms of how why such a clause we need to incorporate as we look at it. And we need to keep in mind the budgets that we have available and what it means if we now put this in so that unmarried fathers take responsibility for the children that they have fathered.
Thank you, Honorable Sukers. Honorable Abrams? Lizelle, sorry.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I'm a bit taken aback because I thought we left the meeting last week agreeing to remove 1E, add 1Q, and to include Section 21 and Section 24. So if that is no longer the case, then I wonder what the status of our minutes of our previous meeting would be, because unless I didn't understand the process, it was very clear that we as a committee had agreed to those four amendments. And I would like to just say that, firstly, Section 21's got nothing to do with adoption. Section 21 was consulted on very widely. And as I previously indicated, it was widely agreed on in terms of the submissions. Section 24 is merely a technical amendment. And so I also want to just say that it is our job as lawmakers. The question before us is and was, what are the clauses that speaks to the North Gauteng High Court ruling? And we had identified 12, but we're also a portfolio committee that must do justice to a project before us, which allows us to say that we feel that these two amendments should also be included.
So we're not asking
for a floodgate of amendments to be included. We've all agreed on the 12. We are simply suggesting that there's another two that should be added. It's not a floodgate of including all the others that we've rejected. We are simply saying that in the for the purpose of what we are doing, which is to say, are we speaking to the North Gauteng High Court? We want to include Section 24, which is a technical amendment, and Section 21, which was an important amendment, which was taken through the public submissions, and which had received so much support that we can't say that we need to subject it again to public submissions. So then I would really want to know then what is the status of the previous meeting we held in the minutes, because I left the meeting thinking we are gonna remove 1E, add 1Q, consider section 21 and section 24. And that is what I came to this meeting prepared to do today. We are a portfolio committee that must also give our own inputs into the process. We can't just leave it over to the department. And so really my plea is, it's not adding, it's not delaying. I'm sure, I've tried to make my point. Thank you so much, Chairperson.
Honorable Abra.
Thank you, Chairperson. And then just lastly, Chairperson, I know we are pressed for time and things like that, but if not now, then when, Chairperson? This committee still has to do the funding amendment bill. There's an older person's bill. There's a victim support services bill. So if not now, with just these minor amendments that were largely supported, then my question is, then when do we get around to do it? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, honorable members. You know what? I'm also a little bit not sure what is it the meeting is going on now. Because maybe let me also first give the honorable members. At least I was present when it was finalized the meeting. I can't remember this removing of 1A and 1E. And I'm not sure, maybe. Honorable members that were present when I was out will bear with me and give me the direction. But Honorable Kate, followed by Honorable Stock, I will again give it to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. Last week I was having only flu, but my state of mind was fine. I just want to put that clear. Chairperson, I think the issue that makes us to be here as the portfolio committee today mostly is the issue of the court judgment. We're not supposed to be here. We're supposed maybe to have our meeting seated at home. But we said if we're together, maybe we will understand each other better. I think we did ask for the extension.
And now
it's like every day when we meet, I want to bring something that will delay us more. I don't think there's one thing. We are not going to deal with Section 21. But the indication is, why can't we deal with the 12 clauses first in order to make the deadline of the High Court? Then we'll consider everything. If my memory serves me well, Chair, the issue of Section 21 mostly has been raised by the fathers of Fathers for Justice or Fathers of Justice, something like that. And the Fathers for Justice, I think were a few fathers that were going from one province to the other in order to make an impact of what they wanted to see at the end of the day. I'm not saying that what they raise is of less importance, but we need also to consider the rest. And I'm happy some honorable members did mention that we need to engage this thoroughly as the portfolio committee. And I don't think thoroughly means now and now. It means we need to give it time. I will also support the issue raised by you, Chairperson, to say, can't we first deal with the 12 clauses? By saying we need to deal with it, it doesn't mean that we're no longer going to entertain the Section 21. But let's give our focus on the issues that are before the court for now. That's my understanding, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable page, Honorable Master Jay.
Thank you very much, Chair. I remember very well when we talk about Section 21, whereby I have said we need to look and balance the thing. Because where we were in the rural provinces, where the people at the rural provinces, they have mentioned the issue of the unmarried father. I said, both of these things have weight, we'll do it. And then I was not familiar with the word, it's reject. And then I was corrected. I said, we must put them so that we'll deal with everything that we have received from all the provinces where we went. So I still, on that one, saying we need to balance. Balance doesn't mean we throw the other one in the dustbin, the other one we do preference. All these things we carry weight because it talks more about the child. Especially those that I have mentioned. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson.
Okay. Secretary, don't disturb me, please. I got a message that Polnitch. His hand is up. So can we give over to you, Polnitch? I see the hands and Honorable Super, Honorable Masango, and Honorable. And Honorable. I'm sure you'll be the last one, Honorable Stock. We can't be going backward and forward and backward. I won't allow that to happen in this meeting today, between.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, good morning, Chair. Can you hear me, Chair?
Yes.
Hello. Yes, a little bit.
Can you hear me? Chairperson?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to say, before the meeting was closed, what Member Lizelles was saying, it is quite correct. We have agreed on the 13 clauses. They have incorporated the one clause as well. So what she was saying was exactly what was agreed upon in that meeting before we closed. And we said we're going to discuss that 13 and we're going to work it from there. So I don't understand why are we discussing the thing again, because we already decided on it, we agreed upon it, and now we are going back and forth again. So I'm not sure.
I noted the hand of Honorable Sukers, Honorable Masango, Honorable Mhlongo, and Honorable Stock, and then Sizai Vala.
Not Sia Vala, my hand is up. Yeah.
Yes, Chair. I made my argument based on lawmakers applying their mind into the social circumstances and why it is important. What Honorable Minerva has said is correct. And I would call that the minutes be then called upon, because we agreed
on that.
We agreed to reject 1E. We agreed to include 21. And I don't think one can look at the issues of parental rights of unmarried fathers within the context of Fathers for Justice as an advocacy group alone. We need to look at it, as Marjane has rightly said, we need to weigh it against what we have heard in the public hearings. And there was no objection to it. So it is important for us to do this. I really feel that I must emphasize the fact that laws are lived out in real time. You can't just be academic about it and say we need to finish it and get to the deadline. We need to look at what does it mean? Why are we including Section 21? In doing that, we are doing right by the people whose lives are impacted by it. It is our job to do that.
Okay, I don't think we need a workshop for now. Thank you very much for reminding us, Honorable Sugars. Mm-hmm. Honorable Masango.
Thank you, Chair. What I just wanted to mention in agreement with what the colleagues have said just now is that, first of all, Section 21, I think it's 1A, has to do with allowing the Children's Court to issue certificates. So, and we agreed in the last meeting to do that. And also to say that this whole thing about the fathers, justice for fathers, is just one of the organizations that raised this issue. But even the people that applied in court that we are trying to respond to now, such as your Children's Institute, your Center for Child Law, your Cindy, Commission, and all those organizations have submitted on this issue. And Chair, I wish to agree with the honorable member that said that maybe we need to refer to the minutes of last week, because this is astounding for me. I'm actually gutted by what I'm hearing now. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Masango. Honorable.
Thank you, Chair. I was not part of last.
I've noted you, Honorable Aris. I got a message that I got a note that is saying your hand is up.
Thank you.
But can I be excused in terms of I am not going to give new hands except this one that I have noted. Otherwise, we won't finish this meeting today, Honorable Members. Honorable Mfo.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I was not part of last week's meeting, but I wanted to say, as the chairperson, you must now guide the meeting, because we would all be speaking different things, some saying this was said in last meeting and some saying this was not said. So if going back to last week's minutes would assist and you guiding the meeting, Chair, so that we proceed with what the Parliament Legal Advisor has advised on in the beginning. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mhlongo. Over to you, Honorable Stock.
Okay, now thank you very much.
Before you, Aris, I'm sorry. Aris.
Yes, morning, Chair. Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Yes, I am covered with what the previous speakers were saying, that we go back because we are wasting unnecessary time, that we go back to the minutes, because it will. So if it is not reflecting, let the Lindy are there. She is our committee secretary. Let she provide us with the minutes, or otherwise we need to change the agenda in order for us to adopt that minutes. Because right now, if that decision was taken, it means the reflection of this meeting is not a true reflection of what we have decided last week. In order for us to get progress in the meeting, let us then just go back to that minute. It's all. Thank you, Chair. Because we're going forward and backwards and not getting the true reflection of what we have decided last week. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Harris. Honorable Stock.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I just need to start to correct what I said earlier on. I think Funder Merve is correct. Section 21 does not deal with adoption. It deals, what I wanted to say, it deals with the custody of the children. Custody. Yeah, maybe it's the English language, but I just thought I must just correct it for record purposes. And then as a point of departure, Honorable Chairperson, what I want to propose now, I'm just going to put a proposal clearly in terms of the procedure in terms of portfolio committee meetings. The Chairperson have opened the meeting is correcting, the agenda has been put for all of us flighted we've then proposed and we've moved for the agenda. So what we are doing now, in fact, we're dealing with the last item in the agenda, which is the deliberations.
I'm not sure
if members are aware of that. We're deliberating now. But I understand because the chairperson was trying to be democratic. Yeah, the chairperson started the meeting. Let's proceed. This is how we're going to proceed. And then we're taken to some sort of deliberations. I fully understand the chairperson to be democratic and say, let's hear what is the point. And then it went on and on and on and on. So I want to appeal to the members as part of me putting a proposal so that we can make progress, that we move according to the agenda where we were, go back to where we were in the agenda. The chairperson was just about to allow the legal team to present to us because Advocate Mjenana indicated there are 12 surviving clauses. So I will propose to the meeting, let's go back to that process. Then the legal team presents to us. And then once the team has presented to us, then we'll get an opportunity to deliberate. And then if there's a clause, whether it's section 21 or section 24 or any other clauses that members feels, it must be included also as part of the surviving clauses. Then we can deliberate and persuade each other as to whether the clause must survive or it must also be rejected and be considered at a later stage. So I wanted just to make that firm proposal, Honorable Chairperson, so that we move according to the agenda and then we deal with the presentation. Then we'll have our opportunity as members also to deliberate. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Stock. As I have indicated that you will be the last one on this item. Can I request all the hands that are up to go down or be taken down? You know, Honorable Members, exactly Honorable Stock has read my mind, because I was about to give the ruling in terms of what is it that is that needs to happen. I heard the proposal from Honorable Nhlo and Honorable Aris. The proposal that they did, no one is against that, but Honorable Stock has covered exactly what they wanted. With the minutes that have been asked, Honorable Members, we don't have Lindy today. Lindy is writing exams. I don't think the secretary who's acting will have the minutes. And if it is the case, you know for a fact, even in the House, when there is something that we disagree with it, the Speaker of the House will request to go back, read the minutes and records and come back to the meeting and report what is it that is the outcome, especially in a case or a situation like this one, of this one is talking about this and that other one is talking about this. Can't we be patient? Because I was exactly about to give the legal advisors to give us according to what Honorable Masango has raised in terms of dealing with chapters. And then after that, we have to go get those minutes. Acting Secretary, you must request the records and the minutes so as to agree exactly what is it that we have agreed upon and what is it, because it means we will be rescinding whatever we agreed initially on the first meeting or on the first deliberation in terms of the 12 clauses. Can I be given an opportunity to give the department to present this section or chapters that we need to deal with them? And then definitely it's not the last meeting. I can see that it means that we will continue dealing with this again and again and again. And then we'll definitely have to get the minutes and then records. I understand the media people that are here are recording each and every one as deliberations and input. But we won't get them today. Definitely we'll get them next meeting. Then we have to reschedule and reschedule the timetable or the schedule of the meetings. Can we give over to
Chair, we are now flighting the 12 clauses. And just to note that, Chair, what we are flighting out
here
does not include the clause that amends Section 21 of the Act. So, Chairperson, the other issue to note about what you are flighting out here is that
subsequent to the meeting of the committee last week, we went and did some amendments
to the 12 clauses to include the matrix,
which is the public input as well as the responses of the department to the questions raised by the public. Those issues, in order for the members,
in order for the reference,
highlighted them in what we are presenting. Thank you, Chair.
So that is clause one of the 12 surviving clauses.
I will just read it for ease of reference by members.
Chairperson.
So clause one reads as follows, Chair. It's an amendment of Section 1 of the Act, and it's amended in the following terms. Section 1 of the Children's Act, here and after referred to as the Principal Act, is hereby amended, A, by the substitution for definition of abandoned of the following definition. Abandoned child means a child who, A, has been deserted by a parent, former guardian, or caregiver,
for no apparent reason, had no contact
with the parent, guardian, or caregiver, for a period of at least 3 months, or
Chairperson, please acknowledge
me. If applicable, no knowledge has to be about the parent, guardian, or caregiver, and such information cannot be accepted by the relevant authority. Thank you, Chairperson. That is our clause 1A. And then clause 1E, Chairperson, is the one that the committee decided to not include.
And the ones that are on the site.
Please note
me. Those are not on this one, Chairperson. Those are side drafting notes that we did as the drafting team. So what we are working on is the document on the screen, which is a responses from the department, which we have now proposed in a new clause for consideration by the committee.
So, Chair, there is clause 1H, which reads as follows.
By the substitution for the definition of cluster foster care scheme of the following definition. Cluster foster care scheme means a scheme providing for the reception of children in foster care, managed and operated by a designated child protection organization or the provincial department of social development. And registered by the provincial head of social development for this purpose. And then, Chairperson, the decision was taken by the committee to include Q in that clause. So Q reads as follows. By the substitution for definition of orphan of the following definition. Orphan means a child whose parent or both parents are deceased. So that, Chairperson, is clause one, as had been discussed and decided by members. We have only in this version, Chairperson, just to remind members, consider the matrix and the responses and crafted that post clause.
Okay. That's 1A and?
So we have three clauses here. We have 1A, we have 1H, and 1Q, Chair.
Okay.
E is the one where the committee had made comments about it being excluded from this. Because it had not been consulted on.
Chairperson, may I ask a point of clarity to our legal advisor? He has adequately captured deletion of E, as discussed in the last meeting. He's adequately captured the inclusion of Q. Then my question then becomes, why, when we resolved in the last meeting to include an amendment to Section 1, was that not 21? Was that not included? Because these are the ones we resolved on in the last meeting. So then where is the 13th clause? I'm just asking his guidance.
Can you respond? I don't want to respond by myself. Legal advice?
Chairperson, the clauses we've captured in our notes that we've taken as lawyers who were doing this work. It captures the discussion that we understood. The issue of clause 21 is in the bill as introduced. It was not part of the 12 clauses.
which were proposed, sorry, which were put before the committee in the last meeting. And therefore, the decision around it was not clear. However, I would also just give my colleague from the department who can just reflect on some of the reasons why it was not considered in our consideration of this matter, as one which directly related to the issue of foster care parenting as by the judgment. My colleague, Advocate Nchochis, I can just quickly speak to that issue, Chair. Thank you.
Advocate Nchochis.
Thank you, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. The understanding was that the meeting last week stopped before the finalization of this particular document. So there was still more to be discussed around Clause 21 at the end of that meeting, which as in today has been suggested that let us first deliberate on those. The fact that one chew is there is just because there is no controversy, if I may use that word, around one chew. We are all in agreement in terms of how it should be applied. And then at the end of this presentation, as Honorable Stock indicated, we'll then look at any other clauses that the committee members feel that they should be included and discuss the implications of clause 21, or that is section 21, clause 10. And at the end of the day, include it if that would be the decision of the House. Thank you, Honorable Members. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson.
Okay. Thank you very much, Advocate Nchochis. In my thinking, you also explained about Section 21.
Chair.
You requested and advised the meeting that Let's deal with Section 21, Clause 21, on the later stage. Oh, you decide to march out without even informing us that you are marching out.
Chairperson, yeah? I would like to note that I cannot in good conscience continue until the verbatim minutes of our last meeting is presented before the committee. So I'd like kindly be excused. Thank you.
Does it mean that you still want the previous minutes? Okay. Okay. Can we continue? Thank you very much. Bon voyage. Can we then continue with explanation on clause one. We are done with clause one. We have included 1-2. We have included H. Is it H? And A. Yes. E deleted. And H. Oh, H and 2. Okay. What is the situation?
Chairperson?
Hello? Honorable Aris. Okay.
To address members and inform them that this document is a working document. At the end of the day, it is the committee and the committee members that instructs us as the legal advisors on what goes in additionally and what is removed. This is for discussion purposes to assist us with this unique situation of subtracting from the initial bill as introduced. So it is still a working document, and the Parliamentary Law Advisor, the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor, and the department is not saying this is the final version, take it or leave it. It's still the committee's decision. It's still up to the committee to instruct us
please change A or B or C or remove it. But this was just a guide because this is a unique situation that the parliamentary law advisor and myself were discussing this morning, where the bill as introduced is now being limited to only one area of law dealing with children foster care system. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Liz, which we understand. We can't be here in the parliament, but not understanding these processes at the end of the day. And it was stipulated clearly, Liz. Thank you for emphasizing on it. It was explained clearly by our advisors that at least it's not cut and dry, but it's still a discussion document. And if they even tell us, in fact, they told us that there is A and there is B. There is also a final thing, which we are not yet there on the final thing. Thank you very much for that explanation. How many are we left here? NGOs, are you here with us, stakeholders? Or you managed to leave us? Hello? On virtual? I know for a fact, Honorable Mutawung has joined. So can we proceed?
Thank you, Chair.
Chair, I just want to mention what I've raised my hand. So I was waiting that she must finish so that I must voice what I wanted to say. I think we have done well since we started with the bill. We even, on our second meeting, we ask that this bill tell us which one that is related to the Gauteng North High Court. And then they explain that that's why we are here today, dealing with what we have said we wanted. It's us who have said we want this to be done like this. So anyway, those who are out will get it because they are the one who were part and parcel of proposing what we are doing today.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Mangani. Can we proceed to the next clause?
Thank you, Chairperson. The next clause, Chairperson, is
Chairperson, is clause 24
of the bill,
which is an amendment of section 45 of the Act.
It reads as follows.
Chairperson.
Section 45 of the Principal Act is hereby
amended by the inserts in subsection 1 after paragraph B of the following paragraph. B, capital A, guardianship of a child as contemplated in section 24. And then B, by the substitution in subsection 1 for paragraph J of the following paragraph. J, a child and youth care center, comma, a partial care facility or a drop-in center, comma, or any other facility purporting to be a care facility for children. C, by the inserts in subsection 1 after paragraph J of the following paragraph, J capital A. An unaccompanied or separated migrant or a child who is an asylum seeker or refugee as contemplated in the Refugees Act. Or D, by the substitution for subsection 2 of the following subsection 2. A children's court must refer any criminal matter arising from the non-compliance with an order of such court or a charge relating to any offense contemplated in section 305
to a criminal
court having jurisdiction. E, by the substitution in subsection 3 for the words preceding paragraph H of the following words. Pending the establishment of family courts by an act of parliament, comma, The High Courts have exclusive jurisdiction over the following matters contemplated in this Act. F, by the deletion and substitution of paragraphs A and B. G, by the substitution in subsection 3 for paragraph H of the following paragraph.
H,
surrogate motherhood agreement. And H,
By the insertion after subsection three of the following subsections, three capital A, the High Court and Children's Court have concurrent jurisdiction over the guardianship of a child as contemplated in section 24 of this Act. Three capital B, the High Court, Children's Court and Regional Court have concurrent jurisdiction over the assignment, exercise, extensions, restriction, suspension or termination of guardianship in respect of a child, full stop. Thank you, Chair. That's clause 24.
Then, honorable members, I think we passed this one according to what the department has. Do we reject or agree? That's the terminology that is being used.
Chair, the agreement was, according to your guidance, Chair, was that we would go through all of these clauses, which draft document that we're presenting to the committee.
Okay.
And then the members would then engage in a discussion and a deliberation about some of the matters that arise, including adding or subtracting from what we are proposing.
Cool, much.
Thank you, Chair.
So, Chair, now we are proceeding to clause 56, which forms part of the 12 surviving clauses. Clause 56 is an amendment of section 105 of the Act. It reads as follows. Section 105 of the Principal Act is hereby amended by the insertion after subsection 5 of the following subsection.
Six.
The department must, as prescribed, develop and conduct a quality assurance process for the evaluation of A child protection services and B, the child protection organizations as contemplated in section 107 of the Act. Chairperson, I'd just like to mention here that as I indicated when I started the presentation, those parts of this document which are highlighted in yellow indicate the areas where we have taken consideration of the matrix, which is the public input, as well as the department's responses, and propose a clause which, in our view, would be fitting to accommodate and be all encompassing of all of that input.
Thank you, Chairperson.
So that is reflected in that clause 56.
I then proceed,
Chairperson, to go to the next clause, which is clause 77 of the bill,
which
reads as follows. It's an amendment of section 142 of the Act. Section 142 of the Act is hereby amended by the substitution for paragraph F of the following paragraph, F, prescribing the conditions for the examination or assessment of children who have been abused, abandoned or neglected, including the consent of the child for any such examination or assessment, given the age and maturity of the child, and B, by the deletion of the word and at the end of paragraph J and the insertion of paragraph J of the following paragraph, after paragraph J of the following paragraph. J capital A, prescribing the powers, duties and responsibilities of the register of the National Child Protection Register. J capital B, prescribing the criteria for the establishment of resource and resourcing of designated childcare and protection units. And so that is clause 77, Chair. We proceed to the next clause, which is clause 82 of the surviving clauses. It amends section 150 of the Act.
Chair, in respect of this clause,
having considered what is put before the committee as a proposed clause from us at the technical level, Chair,
we then had a subsequent meeting and consideration as a legal team, and in our analysis came to a decision that
These matters that are proposed in this amendment are procedural matters, implementation matters, which can be best provided for in the regulations instead of in the Principal Act. We therefore, Chairperson, looked for the best part in which to propose a clause that would be all-encompassing of this provision as a matter of principle in the Principal Act, which would then be expanded in the regulations. In respect of that, Chairperson, we then proposed a new clause in amendment of section 160, which is of the Principal Act, which is where the act provides for making of regulation in respect of this matter.
I just want to go to that clause, Chair.
So, Chairperson, this would be the new clause now that will be amending section 150. In respect of this, Chair, we have proposed the following wording for the members' consideration. that we insert in section 160 C capital A, sorry, in section 160 of the Act, that we insert a section 160 C capital A in the following wording. That CA reads as follows. The procedure, comma, form and manner that a social service practitioner must follow in assessing, comma, screening, comma, investigating, comma, referring to the relevant authority and placing a child who is abandoned or orphaned. So this is a principal provision, Chair, that empowers the department or the minister to make regulations that would then prescribe the process that would unfold in giving effect to this power. I want to mention in this respect, Chair, and my colleague from the department, Advocate Chodisa, can confirm that the department is in fact already working on the draft regulations that would give effect to this clause, which regulations will then be put before the committee for consideration before they are published, Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you. In the respect of this, I will just ask my colleague to substantially be your indulgence, Chair. Thank you. Thank you.
That is correct, Honorable Chair. The department, parallel to this process, is busy developing regulations because there are so many provisions in the entire bill that require regulations. We are mindful of the fact that regulations have to be developed at the end, that is after the bill has been passed into law. But because of the time constraints that we have, the regulations are just like two steps behind the development of this bill, so that if there are changes in the bill, then we go and amend the regulations. So that at the end of the day, once the president sends to and signs this bill into law, we'll have about a week or two to finalize the regulations rather than a very long time. So that is correct, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. If Chair allows us to proceed from that explanation,
we would then go to the next amendment in terms of the surviving clauses,
which is Clause 83.
Clause 83 is an amendment
of Section 155 of the Act, Chair. It reads as follows. 83CA. Sorry, Chair, I just want to put it up on the screen just for on the virtual platform to be able to reference. So this is the amendment of Section 55 of the Act, Chair. It reads as follows. Section 155 of the Principal Act is hereby amended by A, the substitution for subsection 1 of the following subsection. So those are the proposed words or drafting from us, Chair, to the committee to consider, which is why they are highlighted in such a manner.
Reads
as follows. Upon notification or referral to the children's court of a child who is the subject of proceedings in terms of sections 47, 151, 152, or 154, a children's court must open a court file in the prescribed manner and must decide the question of whether it is in need of care and protection. So that is our clause 83, Chairperson. And the B of that clause, we have heard some comments, Chair, which we will speak to in respect of this clause. But I will just request that I go through the entire clause, Chair, first, and then my colleagues can just add on some of the comments that we had as we were discussing that clause. So B of that clause reads as follows. By the substitution for subsection 2 of the following subsection, 2, a designated social worker must investigate the matter and within 90 days from the date of referral, compile a report in the prescribed manner on whether the child is in need of care and protection. So everywhere there is a reference to a prescribed manner, that is a reflection of the regulation that must be developed in order to expatiate on that power. That is provided for in the Principal Act. So that is our clause 83, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, through you. The agreement in terms of how we approach this one was that with regard to the proposal in A, if you can highlight it, Mr. Mukane, in 1A, The indication was that Section 47 of the Principal Act already takes into account the issues that have been proposed in terms of opening the files and how such files should be opened. And also the understanding that the court processes themselves already take care of such issues in dealing with the opening of the files. These are the procedures that are already taken care of in the system the courts use. So we are not going to be considering this particular proposed insertion on such basis. And with regard to B, the indication is that, yes, although we accept B, but B will fall away because of the issue of the newly inserted provision, which is Section 160's A capital C, that is the one that is dealing with the processes for investigation and establishment, whether a child is in need of care and protection. So in other words, what we see in under A and under B highlighted in yellow is going to fall away in the next draft that will be presented. Thank you.
So thank you, Chair. Then proceed to the next amendment clause, Chair, which is clause 84. Sorry, Chair, please. I'm just trying to put it up on the screen for your ease of reference. So clause 84 is an amendment of section 156 of the Act. It reads as follows.
Section 156 of the Principal Act is hereby amended by the substitution in subsection 1 for paragraph B of the following paragraph. If the court finds that the person is a suitable person to provide for the safety and well-being of the child.
So in respect of this, we'll just update the necessary punctuations, Chair. And E, by the substitution in subsection 1E for paragraph, Roman letter 2 of the following subparagraph. Roman letter 2. Foster care with an identified foster parent who is part of a registered cluster foster care scheme.
Thank you, Chair. That's our clause 84. The next clause, Chairperson, for amendment is clause 85, which is an amendment of Section 157 of the Act is hereby amended. By the substitution in subsection 1 for the words preceding paragraph A of the following word. Before a child's court makes an order in terms of section 156 for the removal of the child from the care of the child's parent, guardian or caregiver, the court must be By the substitution in subsection 1A, Chairperson, I will just restart that process. We are on B, Chairperson, in amendment of section 157. It reads as follows. By the substitution in subsection 1 for paragraph 1 or Romanetta 1 of the following subparagraph.
Romanetta 1.
Leaving the child in the care of the parent from a guardian or caregiver under the supervision of a designated social worker, provided that the child's safety and well-being must receive first priority. See, by the substitution in subsection 1b for paragraph for subparagraph Romanetta 2 of the following subparagraph, Romanetta 2, placing the child in alternative care for a limited period to allow for the reunification of the child and the parent, comma, guardian or caregiver with the assistance of a designated social worker. D, by the substitution in subsection 1b for subparagraph Romanetta 3 of the following subparagraph, Romanetta 3, placing the child in alternative care with or without terminating parental responsibilities and rights of the parent, former guardian or caregiver. By the substitution for subsection 3 of the following subsection, a child who is 3 years of age or less, who has been orphaned or abandoned, must be made available for adoption in the prescribed manner and within the prescribed period, except when this is not in the best interest of the child. Members will just note the parts I highlighted in yellow as an amendment there. F, by the substitution for subsection 4 of the following subsection, 4, when issuing an order involving the removal of the child from the care of the child's parent, comma, guardian or caregiver, comma, the court may include in the court order instructions as to the implementation of the permanency plan for the child, full stop. That is our clause 85, Chair. And clause 86, which is an amendment of section 159 of the Act, reads as follows. Section 159 of the Principal Act is hereby amended by the insertion of subsection 2 of the following subsections. 2 capital A. A court may extend an alternative care order that has lapsed or make an interim order for a period not exceeding 6 months or good cause shown. 2B, notwithstanding the amendment of section 151A, an order placing an orphaned or abandoned child in foster care with a family member in terms of section 156 before or on the date of this amendment act may be extended by the court in terms of section 159(2) or section 186(2) of the act, full stop. That is our clause 82, Chair. And then the next one, Chairperson, is the one that we've related to, which is an amendment of section 150. So we've already dealt with that one, Chair. And therefore, our next one is clause 92, which is an amendment of section 183 of the Act. That clause reads as follows, Chair. Section 183 of the Principal Act is hereby amended. By the substitution in subsection 1 for paragraph A of the following paragraph. A. The organization operating or managing the cluster foster care scheme must register as a designated child protection organization within 2 years of this provision coming into operation. And B, by the insertion in subsection 1 of the paragraph A of the following paragraph. A, capital A, the provincial department of social development or a designated child protection organization must manage and operate a cluster foster care scheme in the prescribed manner. The next one, Chair, is clause 93, which is an amendment of section 185 of the Act. It reads as follows. Section 185 of the Principal Act is hereby amended by the substitution of subsection 2 of the following subsection. 2. Not more than 6 children may be placed in foster care within a single person or 2 persons sharing a common household in terms of a registered cluster foster care scheme. The next clause is clause 12, Chairperson. Clause 94, Chair, which is an amendment of section 186 of the Act. It reads as follows. Section 186 of the Principal Act is hereby amended. A, by the insertion after subsection 1 of the following section, 1 capital A, despite the provision of subsection 1, a children's court may deem it necessary to afford further supervision services, as contemplated in section 65, subsection 2A, Roman letter 2. B, by the substitution in subsection 2 for the words preceding paragraph A of the following words. A children's court may, comma, despite the provisions of section 151, subsection 1A, regarding the duration of a court order, and after having considered the need for creating stability in the child's life, comma, place a child in foster care with a family member and order that the foster care placement subsists until the child turns 18 years. If, C, by the substitution of for subsection 3 of the following subsection 3. Despite the provisions of subsection 1 and 2 on, comma, a social service practitioner must visit a child in foster care at least annually to monitor and evaluate the placement. And D, by the insertion after subsection 3 of the following subsection 4, this section does not apply to a cluster foster care scheme contemplated in section 183 of the Act, full stop. And then, Chair, there is a short title which updates, and it's in clause 13 of the Survival Clause clauses. It reads as follows. This act is called the Children's Amendment Act of 2020 and comes into operation on a date determined by the President by proclamation in the Gazette. So this will just consequentially update at the end of the process, Chairperson. At this point, Chair, I would also just like to mention that the long title of this bill will also just be updated in from what the bill was introduced, Chair, in order to reflect the decisions of the committee and proper understanding for this bill that's before the committee. So these are the proposed clauses, Chairperson, that we are putting before the committee for consideration and deliberation, and also an instruction to us to go and to do further work that is required in this regard. Thank you, Chair.
I don't know if my colleagues want to add anything that I may have missed in my presentation. Thank you, Chairperson.
Legal advice?
Chair, I don't have anything to add at this moment.
Okay, thank you, Liz.
I also don't have anything to add. All is well. Thanks, Chairperson.
Yeah, because we discussed this before and you agree upon on how these clauses and sections are. Honorable members, that's it. Going forward, what is the next step?
Chairperson, the next step would be for members to deliberate on this document, whether it is satisfactory of what the members want to see of the bill after all of these amendments that the members have decided on. As indicated, Chairperson, a number of decisions have already been made by the committee in respect of this. We are now
presenting the proposed crafting
that incorporates all of the documents that are before the members, for the members to deliberate and decide on the way forward. The next step, Chairperson, after such deliberation, will be for us to go and develop the so-called A list, which is a list of committee amendments on this bill. Subsequent to which, we will then go to the B version, which is the final bill that will go with the committee report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you,
Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Mchenga. Honorable members, we've been deliberating this since I was 2 years old, and now I'm 6 years old. So what is it that you want to say? Honorable Stock?
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Let me also appreciate again the amendments as tabled by the legal team from the presentation that they've just made now. And I also want to appreciate the fact that it's an inclusive presentation, which actually encapsulates the views from the Parliament Legal Services, the Departmental Legal Services, as well as the State Law Advisor. So it actually gives us an opportunity. It presents us in the Portfolio Committee with an opportunity of having been presented with a consolidated document of the views of the different legs of government, which is quite appreciative. And I want to say, Honorable Chairperson, with what has been proposed in the proposed amendments, we actually had on a number of occasions as a portfolio committee, we had a number of deliberations and the amendments actually as proposed here, they are actually not new amendments. They have been proposed and then this document was circulated to us also. I mean, I'm speaking now under correction about the huge document that was sent before the committee. We took the decision that we are going to summarize it into the clauses only which deals with foster care. So I want to put it on record, Honorable Chairperson, that I also had an opportunity to go through a number of amendments as they are being proposed, and I fully align myself and agree with those amendments as proposed by the presentation made by the department. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. So I'm in full support of the proposed amendments. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Honorable Stock. What are other members saying? Honorable Mhlo.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I am also in support with the proposals from the legal advisors.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Honorable Mhlongo. Honorable Jane.
I'm Honorable Mangang. Thank you, Chair. I think this is not the first time we have gone through this document, the thick document, the medium one, until this, I can call it paperless, because the papers are less. We have deliberated really on it. We agree in almost what now I've seen the department and the state law advisor, they also come up with what we have agreed before. So I don't have any hassles on what they have agreed, because if we can go back where we used to tick and tick that we agree with this one, we agree with what, even if we can check page by page, we'll find out this is what we have agreed upon. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Supporting Honorable Stock.
Okay. Any contrary view? None. Then it means we agree accordingly as we discussed and deliberated before. And even today, we are saying that we agree with what the legal advisor has presented to us. The next step. Sikubilingo. Hi, Bu. Tetani between a department. When I'm done to come, gentlemen.
Chairperson, my apologies. Chairperson, the issue of so I was just referring to the rules, Chair, in order to properly advise in this regard. So in terms of the rules, Chair, specifically a clause or NA rule number 162 of the NA rules, it deals with the issue of quorum, Chair, for decision making. So in terms of this rule, Chair, much as the committee may deliberate as the committee has done, unfortunately, the committee may not take decisions in respect of this, Chairperson, of this matter, because there's no quorum. There needs to be at least one third of the committee members in order to present and deal with the matter as the members are dealing with now. So you've complied with that one, Chairperson, which is 1621. You are more than one third and you've just deliberated on the bill now. The only difficulty, Chair, is taking a decision in respect of this, because in terms of the rules, there must be a simple majority in order to make a decision. And we've counted members to be about 5 members today. 6, and the total number of members is 12, Chair.
It's 11.
It's 11. Now, Chair, I want to read for committee's consideration the rule number 162.3, which reads as follows. When a committee has to decide a question and a quorum in terms of sub-rule 2 is not present, the chairperson may either suspend business until a quorum is present or adjourn the meeting. So these are the options of the committee, Chair.
We will just do the issue of calculation, Chair, to see whether 50 plus 1 is quorum.
I want to understand this issue of a quorum. If members are 11, I think the quorum is 5.
6. 50 plus 1.
Yeah. 50 plus 1, yes.
No, so it's 5 plus 1.
And I think we are 5 here, and Honorable Mutawung is there as the 6th person.
Mm.
So, Chair, our committee secretary will just guide us quickly in terms of numbers, because it seems to have an official list of the committee members. It counts 12. Thank you.
Where do you get 12?
And in addition, Chair, maybe the legal
advisor is also counting those that are here as
alternates.
Yeah. Yes. Not all members that were supposed to participate or to take decision with us, those who have left the meeting.
My colleague who is a custodian of that process, Chair.
We'll just quickly confirm for the committee.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Can you meanwhile, whilst you are counting that, Tina Seazing and Togo, we know it by heart. We are 11 in total. And Tina that are present and discussing this, we are 6 today. And the ones that are supposed to have left out of 11, it's 5. So are we a quorum according to what you are reading? And which clause are you reading? Can I also
162.
Read? 162.
Yes, 162. Yeah, it is.
I had Saifun, Benfun, and Jui, Lantik, who's Kumbus.
And from that 11, some members were in the college are not permanent members of alternate members. So maybe we call it. Hello.
Don't forget me on visual.
Yes, you will phone in the question. Lindy? We are going to chat with you. If you want to decide, then we will come to the committee. It's a breaking. Yeah. So now the members, my members, we can speak quickly advise the Malian on this thing. Numbers.
We are 11. In order for us to be a quorum, it must be 6 members.
Okay.
If we are 6, we are a quorum.
Okay, so you don't have the.
No.
So Malindi, so which chairperson must as a deciding vote? I'm counting as a member of counter like for voting purposes. So if we. So if by vote, we can only one Malindi, ne? But members as calling what was the 6 of that 11. So if Zonga's members is voted with Kalele one, then the decision carries, ne? I guess sharp. That is the agenda of the committee.
Yes.
Last week, members said we must start this process de novo. There was no decision about 21.
Okay.
People were starting de novo. De novo means starting from scratch. So our minutes are going to reflect that last week there was a deliberation and it was collapsed because members were not referencing enough. So this thing about 21 is not a decision. Yes. And that is a committee, not ours.
Oh, let me mute myself. Yo.
No. Oh, and no.
It's like this.
You might just be still person still online, but I think it's okay. None of these comments are like pretty cool.
Application of brand so that you reject. Yeah, cover a lot of books. Yeah. Okay, you know, by undermining the process. So, which is, and this is number this is valid. Yeah, I did that. Yeah. Right.
The meeting is like as if it's yours. We're done, Tina. We have agreed. And then you are telling us about the quorum. Can you report on what we have agreed?
No, thank you, Chair. We have looked at the rules, Chairperson, once again, in order to properly advise on this matter.
And our
analysis,
of rule 162, Chairperson,
suggests that the committee meets the quorum to make a decision in respect of its business today. And therefore, Chairperson, the next step will be for the committee to make a decision, firstly on what we proposed, as well as perhaps deliberate on some of the issues which have arisen in the committee today, including the issue of Clause 21, and make a decision in respect of that issue as well, in order for us to then properly conclude this process to go into the A list. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay, which means then, therefore, we have to look at the program. On when do we have to meet and look for other clauses, including this one that we are talking about, 21, eh? Okay, because we still have time, eh?
I raised my hand to say,
oh,
because they are done as the legal advisor, we are going for what is in this document. If we agree, we'll agree. And we'll also put that section 21. If we are still pursuing the committee that this is what, it will stand if the committee agrees. Thank you, Chair.
Kubo, Masien.
And Nanking, we are a quorum because we are 6 out of 11. According to rule 162.
Of what?
Yes.
Yes, you've now tabled the matter before the committee.
After our presentation of the bill.
So it is now up to the committee to decide on the document itself, Chair, and to the matters that have arisen in discussion of the committee. Which is that issue of section 21, clause 10.
We are going to discuss the issue of section 21, whether, what do we say about that? According to the advice that we got from the legal advisors. Otherwise, we're done with part one. Honorable Stock.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. As relates to section 21, I think in one of the meetings, when we had an opportunity to deliberate on the inclusion or the exclusion of section 21. I think on record, Honorable Manganye went in terms of capturing it very well, that yes, for an example, we had a group of the Fathers for Justice, which were going or following the portfolio committee program throughout the country, throughout the regions and all of that, so that their views can be captured or heard by the committee. Yes, but in terms of the participatory democracy, I think what Honorable Manganye was saying in vernacular language, he said the issue of the exclusion, we must be careful as a portfolio committee because there might be other cultures that might be excluded out of this. So it's an issue that needs for us to embark on a thorough public participation process. Like the issue of custody of children, it's not an automatic right. So we'll have to go back again and embark on a public participation process. So I'm of the view and I'm in full support that we must, for the process of meeting the deadline of the North Gauteng High Court, we must not include section 21. We must exclude it, and then it gets rejected as part of the other clauses that are rejected, which might be considered at a later stage by the committee in the form of a committee bill. And that will actually give us an opportunity as a committee to then go into detail and embark on a public participation process and consider all these other factors that are actually surrounding Section 21. The issues that have been raised by Fathers, I think my colleagues have actually covered me. Those are fundamental and critical issues. I also, in the last portfolio committee, I went to say I'm actually sympathetic to the issues that are raised by Fathers for Justice. I think that's what I said even in the last time when I made an input as well. But because of issues that have been raised by Fathers for Justice, it's not something that is automatic based on the advice given to us by the legal team. So we need to process certain factors thoroughly, and then so that when the Section 21 has been considered, we have actually taken into consideration with all other factors surrounding it. And then, Honorable Chairperson, as it relates to Section 21 as well, the issue of participatory democracy, where Parliament allows the community or members of the public also to be heard or to have their say in legislation making progress, legislation making programs. The fact that Fathers for Justice were following us, they were saying to us the same things that they were saying all over where they were following us. So it was not to say that it was different stakeholders saying the same thing from time to time. So for the record, it was the same stakeholder who was following us for each and every meeting, but was saying the same thing over and over. So I want to put it on record that Fathers for Justice is one of the stakeholders that followed us and said the same thing. So if we're going to include it, we might end up now having considered one stakeholder amongst the rest that we have actually left out. So I'm in full support, Honorable Chairperson, that for now, for the purpose of progress, let's put it aside and reject it as well, so that form part of the committee bill, which might be considered by the portfolio committee at the later stage. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Stock. So section 21 is always rejected according to what Honorable Stock is saying. But it needs also a thorough consultation. Remember, in the public hearings, we even said the chiefs needs to also convey the message to the communities, because a very strong parent or father in Free State, I remember, I have forgotten the area, but in Free State, stood up and he was firm, saying that we don't dispute this issue of parenting, but a father or one has to at least have paid the what is it, the damages. He put it like that. He must at least have been paid the damages and then be allowed to take care of. Yes, there was also a discussion because others were saying they are not, fathers are not working, but they have to show their respect in terms of going to that house or family and agree upon on this. That will be also a sort of entail and paying of damages for whatever that has been done or damaged by a particular father. So, Honorable Stock put it in a very, very professional way and in a way of summarizing it by saying, let's reject it for now and then try to make sure that we do a thorough consultation on this and give it another space also for the communities to agree upon them. Anyone who's saying something contrary to this, what we have said, Honorable Stock?
No, Honorable Chair, please pardon me. I just want to add on to what the Chair, I think the Chair has raised a very important issue of the chiefs in terms of the cultural issues as it relates to Section 21. So if, because the bill takes, it must also take into consideration such stakeholders like the chiefs. It must also, I will propose that it must also be referred even further to the House of Traditional Leaders. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of the joint tagging mechanisms, it must also be sent to comply with the tagging processes, which will even delay the process even further to process the consultation process. So I propose that this bill must be taken throughout the whole processes. The chiefs, like the chair was indicating, they must also be considered and all the different stakeholders. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Thanks. Thank
you very much, Honorable Stock, because really we do have a House of Traditional Leaders at a national level, and we do have representatives on that. Honorable Manganyi?
Chair, while I'm supporting, I want to add something that the chair have omitted. It was not in Free State only. Where we went in Limpopo, where we went in Northwest, where we went in Mpumalanga, they even asked us, are you taking? Yes, I wanted to put on record that those were the provinces that says now you want to become Abakhwenyana. You
want to bring Abakhwenyana.
So we need to put that into context. We don't dispute this Fathers for Justice, but for now we reject.
Okay. Yes, are we done with that one? Can we then proceed to the other one?
No, thank you, Chair. The process really now after the committee has decided to adopt this document is for us to go and do the formal stage now of just formalizing this into the A list, which is the committee amendments formalized, and then we'll present that in the committee meeting next, in the next meeting of the committee. And subsequent to which, if the committee agrees with what we presented, wouldn't be exactly these words which the committee has now given us. We can then transfer the bill into what is known as the B version, which is the final bill that will become accompanied by the report to the House. So after the B version is presented and the committee agrees with it, which is the final bill and how the act will look like when it is passed, it must then be accompanied by a report which will come out of this whole process and reflecting everything that has taken place in the committee up until this stage.
Thank you.
Mr. Mchenga, we will actually end up section 21. Kati hiyo je indo sipezu kwa yungu. Ule ujeta yungu, we've passed by yona. Because vile, kuti now you are going to form a B version. Now, sitata ngu 21. Ukuti we have to reject section 21. And then take it further and even consult the House of Traditional Leaders because provinces that reject that, not saying that they disagree fully about it, but at least they want people to show remorse and also pay something to the damages.
Yes, Chair.
So finally, we make a kanjalo rejection. But why is the rejection? Sitting here for 24, do we discuss also 24?
I think Chair 24 was just an error on the side of the person who was proposing because it was always there.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. U 24 is also part and parcel of the 12 that we have agreed. So I don't know ungena phi na because now at first last previous meeting I asked that question go to 24 and I was answered that 24 already was there. The only thing abantu they wanted to get the clarity on how they face okanye how are we going to face the clause of the 24 clause. Masi ngeke ngoku where do we go sigqibile ngoku for today.
Yes, Chair. And as the committee has decided, the next step will be for us to go and do the A-list. Thank you, Chair.
On against A-list. Or not B.
We will also bring a draft B, Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much. At the time now, lihle kahle. Those that are going to join the parliament are free to do so, but we should go downstairs and do part B as we are going to do the B list. So the meeting has adjourned. Thanks everyone who has managed to attend the meeting today. And thank you very much, even for those that have walked away. They have assisted us to continue with the bill. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you.